Today I want to discuss with you the Zman, the earliest Zman to light Ner Chanukah, or Ner Shel Chanukah, depending on what we learned yesterday. And this is a very complicated sugya. I want to warn you in advance that I do not have clarity at all in this matter. I just want to discuss with you some of the Rashi Prakim, some of the just a basic outline, some of the issues with the earliest time one is permitted to light Ner Shel Chanukah. So let me start by reading you what it says in the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berura, and we'll throw out some of the issues. The Mechaber says as follows: Ein Madlikin Ner Chanukah Kodem Shetishka Hachama. You may not light Ner Chanukah before the sun sets. Now that's a very vague term, which we'll discuss in one moment. Ela Im. Now he really seems to contradict himself. Kodem, do not do before the sun sets. Ela im sof shkiyasa, with the end of the shkiyah. So what does that mean exactly? Do it when the sun sets. Don't do it before the sun sets, but do it with the sof shkiyasa, the end of the setting of the sun. What does that mean? Okay, we'll discuss it in a moment. So we're going to discuss this. There are basically, when everything is said and done, I'm going to try to show you there are four opinions. Again, nothing is going to be very clear. My goal is you should walk out of here more confused than you ever were. That's my goal. But at least you should have an appreciation of the complexity of this matter. And to make, you know, every year I do different. Every year it depends on the schedule. Every year I'll throw out a couple of things what goes on in the world. Okay, well, again, just to bring up the issues, again, nothing is going to be clear. I'll try to show there are four opinions, and now to make matters more complicated, there are four opinions in Chutz Li'aretz, but what about Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael, the sun sets a lot faster. The minig Eretz, in Chutz Li'aretz, the minig is people will not do malacha until at least, today we live in a very religious world, until at least 50 minutes after Shkia. It used to be years ago that people would 40 minutes, even people tell me even 30 minutes, they would already do malach when Shabbos over. Today it's hard to find an Orthodox Jew in Flatbush in Brooklyn that's willing to do malach, at least publicly, until at least 50 minutes have passed. Rav Moshe says in Chutz Li'aretz in America, you don't need to wait more than 50 minutes. Many B'nai Mitzvah Shabbos, to do malach and Mitzvah Shabbos. Many B'nai Torah in America will not do malach, Yehorag Val Yara, for 60 minutes. 72 is already a chumrah. 72 is already a chumrah. And there are people, it's not so far hard to find people that will wait 90 minutes. 90 minutes or 92 minutes. The briskas, they wait 92. They wait a very, very long time. Okay. But that's in America. In Eretz Yisrael, there are people. Shulchan Aruch is all built upon Bavel. And Bavel, the geography of where we are on the part of the world, latitude of the world we are is very similar to Bavel, where we are in America. So whatever the whole Gemara and the Rishonim, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Gra are really all built on Chutz Li'aretz Bavel, and they work with the world where we sense. You go outside, you see till the time the sun sets until it gets dark, takes about 40 minutes to get dark, 50 minutes, okay, it's 72, 90, but in Eretz Yisrael, things happen a lot faster. So there, I don't know the exact numbers, I don't know, but approximately after 30 minutes, everyone is doing malacha. No one there appears to, when I understand, is waiting more than 30 minutes. That's already a chumrah. So there are many groups. There are definitely many groups that hold that since the Shulchan Aruch says 72, pretty much more or less. So even in Eretz Yisrael, it's an extreme chumrah. They wait 72 minutes. From what I don't live there. I don't know the culture. From the impression I get, that they're yechidim. It's a very small group of people. Most of the Eretz Yisrael, most of the religious Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they wait 30. Even Hasidim, it seems, it's a very big chumrah for them as well. Right, when the three stars, stars is relative. You can see stars after 20 minutes, after three medium stars. What is called a medium star? It's not at all clear. Well, how do you define the medium star to the naked eye? That's why we have all these problems. So we have to remember, we're going to try to bring out, there are four Zmanim in Shulchan Aruch, and then try to take those four Zmanim and apply it to the way most religious Israelis live in Eretz Yisrael, where they go from 72, they shrink the number 72 down to 30. So everything has to be adjusted accordingly. If you do want to adjust it, or you want to say the rules are different, all of this gets very confusing, and indeed there are many opinions. Now, to make matters complicated, you have to remember what it says in the Gemara. You have to really start with the Gemara. When is the Zman Halakas Neros in the Gemara? The Gemara says, what are the exact words of the Gemara? I had it here somewhere, I thought. Give me 1 second. Okay, Isa the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos. This is critical to our understanding of the halacha. Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, Shemitzas Halakas Neros Chanukah Ma'hi, Mishetishka Hachama, Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. All it says in the Gemara is Mishetishka Hachama, from the time the sun sets. Shulchan Aruch is making things a bit confusing by saying Ei Malikim Ner Chanukah Koidem Shetishka Hachama. Don't do it before that moment. Ella im sof shkiyasa. Right away, that implies that shkia does not happen in the moment. Shkia is a process. It starts and it takes time. How much time we'll discuss. It takes time, and then in that part of that process, you wait until the end of the shkia. Okay, lo ma'achrin v'lo yimakdim. This makes things more complicated. Do not delay, and don't do too early. There's a very small window of opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of halakas ner Chanukah, because when the mitzvah is persume nisa, and in ancient times there was no street lights, there was no light at night. People would come home from work in the beginning of the night, and you only have a half an hour from the time of this approximate mysterious time called shkia. Whether shkia is a moment or it's a process, you only have a half an hour. Because when the sun goes down, everyone's in a mad rush to get home before they start tripping on each other in the street. So you only have a shetichle regel min hashuk until people are still available, which is 30 minutes. And obviously that makes things, today's day and age, many people want to say things are different. Times have changed, and to some degree the halacha has changed, because time is not, when the sun goes down in modern day and age, doesn't make one bit of a difference. You can stay up the whole night, they have electricity, you have lights.
City that never sleeps.
Exactly. So things that is itself taken into consideration. Okay.
And now I just the iPhone. You look up the Zricha and Shkia.
Yeah.
So I saw in Northern Alaska. You have over there. It says what it was, a barrow or whatever. It says Zricha 12 a.m. Shkia 12 a.m.
Okay. Now let me read you the Mishnah Berurah. Now this is a very interesting thing where people claim there's a mistake in the very few places where people come out and say there's a mistake in the Mishnah Berurah. There's an error. And here is one of them. In Sof Shkiyasa, Hainu. Now here the Mishnah Berurah explains, what does it mean here when the Mishnah Berurah says Sof Shkiyasa? Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu Tseis HaKoychavim. So according to the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the words of the Mechaber, the Zman is basically, we're going to suggest 72 minutes. Let's assume that to be L'chol Hadeis after sunset. Let's assume it in Europe. In Europe, there it's a little bit longer. It takes a little bit more time until it gets dark than in America. America, our merchant says in America, you don't have to wait 50 minutes. We wait 50 minutes in America. I mean, you can wait. People wait 77, 45, or 40, whatever. But let's assume, Moshe writes 70. Rav Moshe holds for Deraisa, hour 50 is equivalent to what says Shulchan Aruch 72. But let's put that aside. Let's make believe it's just a uniform. What? 50. 50. Rav Moshe says, you should not do Moloch. What?
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, 22
minutes.
Yeah. Moshe says after 15 minutes you can do malacha. He says in New York, after 15 minutes it's already
in
like...
that period of 1 hour, it's called the sun.
From the time the sun sets, 50 minutes, from the time the sun sets...
The beginning of the sunset.
Okay, we're going to talk about it. Okay, we're going to discuss it. We're going to discuss it one moment. Again, nothing I'm telling you is going to be clear cut. Just to throw out some ideas, some background. Okay, let's try to... Background for the Yisoda. So we have the Mishnah Berurah begins by telling us a very important Yisod. When it says here in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Mechaber, Im Sof Shkiyasa, this means when the stars come out. In the terminology of the Shulchan Aruch, that means 72 minutes. You should not light Hanukkah candles until 72 minutes after sunset.
The end of the sunset.
Yeah. No. There's only one sunset. Sunset is a moment. We're using the terms used today. The sunset is a second. The moment when the ball of the sun goes below the horizon is exactly a split second. Not even a fraction of a second. Scientists can tell you exactly that moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the
fraction of the second.
So when we say, for example, candle lighting this Friday is going to be 4:10.
Yes.
So. Skew will be 4:28, let's say.
Well, it depends if you want to. It's 18 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it is. Yeah.
Let's say it's 4:20.
Yeah. That's the moment when the ball of the sun goes below the horizon. Now, that's not really accurate because when they're making that calculation, are they making it from Brooklyn? They're making it from New York City? They're making it from New Jersey? It doesn't make a difference.
Mannen.com has it down to the second.
Down. And in fact, you have an app and you can go online today and you can type in your address.
Zip code.
Every zip code will have a different by the second. But the truth is, you don't have to be so makpi. You have a chassid. They tell you have a 2-3 minute window. You don't have to be so precise. People who daven b'nei tzacham kivah sikin. What, they daven the mamish the second? No such thing. Approximately, you can be 3-4 minutes off or so.
They have it down by the second.
Okay, it's a mishagas. It's not, you don't have to do it. You can be approximate. You don't have to be precise. You have a range of 3-4 minutes within range.
I've said 9 minutes.
Rav Moshe says not yet. What?
5:18 then would be Tzeshet.
Rav Moshe's calendar always has 20 minutes before sun, but he also should 20 minutes before.
50 minutes to the 4:28.
20 minutes. Wait. 50 minutes after, right? After, right? Yeah, yes, right.
4:28 plus 50.
5:18 will be Tzeshet.
Right, 50 minutes from sunset.
Right. Yes, 4:28.
And that would be 70 minutes from candle lighting.
Right, okay.
That means it goes below the horizon, ignoring the fact that mountains, if there are no mountains.
Ignoring mountains. Make believe. You make believe.
You just see the fire.
Exactly. Sea level, right. Well, it's not possible in New York City to see a true sunset. All the buildings. But if there would be no buildings.
Unless you're in Seagate.
Okay, but if there be no buildings, whatever, this is the calculation. So you wait 50 minutes. So let's make believe for, let's, we're all very religious here. We'll make believe now we're going to follow 72 minutes. Just for argument's sake, say Sakakam is going to be 72 minutes. I doubt Rav Moshe did Malach until 72 minutes after Shkia. It's very unlikely. Right? Even Rav Moshe writes, 50 minutes is more than enough. I don't know. I can't say what he did.
But say 45.
45? And Moshe writes in the Tshuvas. No, the Moshe has now 50. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Then it had 45.
45.
They have even less. He'll tell me did Malach even 30 minutes. So years ago, people did Malach, they were not so machmir in this. And Moshe made a statement, 50 minutes, people accepted of Moshe. They accepted him very, very, very much for this. And today, it's very well accepted. People will not do Malach until it's 50 minutes after sunset. Young Yisrael Avenue J, they daven 47 minutes after sunset. I used to do the calendar all the years. 47 minutes after sunset. Why? So we have different theories. There are different reasons. 3 minutes. What?
They expect that you won't hit Shmon Esri from our until 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Why? Tais for Shabbos. Ata chonan tanu. You don't want to say ata chonan tanu too early.
Until
50 minutes in a mashu. Because if you say ata chonan tanu before 50 minutes, you don't have Tais Shabbos. You prevented yourself from Tais Shabbos.
But the Tais Shabbos is from earlier.
No. Tais Shabbos says.
Okay,
we're going over time. This is different than discussion. Another time. Well, let's stick to time just to bring out some of the yisodas. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah learned shot in the Mechaber. The ideal time, so we already established the first siman. The ideal time today, next week, and Tuesday night, is to wait the time the sun sets, so wait exactly 72 minutes, and then you begin. That's the earliest month for you to light Ner Chanukah. 72 minutes after the ball of the sun goes below the horizon, that's what it says in the Mechaber. Hainut Sei Sakachavim, Sha'asa Am Oivrim, the Mishnah Berurah says Sei Sakachavim, Sha'asa Am, that's the time, Oivrim, when it says in the Gemara, Shatichle Regel Min Hashuk, people are running home because it's already dark and they want to get indoors. Vishavim, Veroyin, Bebesa, Vika, Pesumenisa, they see the Chener Chanukah in your house and there's Pesumenisa. Ochein. Now, then it goes over on a tangent. Erev Shabbos, that's not possible, of course. Okay, that's off the topic. That's not for now. Erev Shabbos, Magdimim, Chaman, Simon Tafre, Shayin Tess. We'll discuss it another time. Vihine, Hamachaber, Sosam Kedasator, Visi also. He has followed the opinion of the Tor and those that follow him. The Sfirulei Dimash, Amar HaGemara, Dizman Lokas Nechanik, Lokim, Mishatishka HaChama, Hainu, Sof Shekia, period. Now we'll come back to that in a moment. Avol B'Emes, he's now going to present opinion number two. Avol B'Emes, Yesh HaMeh Rishon, the Sfirulei, the Kavonas HaGemara, and the Gemara says, as I read you the Gemara didn't say Sof Shekiasa, the Gemara said Shekia. Shkia is a process, and therefore the Kavanas HaGemara he al techilas shkia shenia. What shenia? What's that? So this is alluding to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. Where is the Gemara? Rabbeinu Tam is in Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey. Tells us there are two shkiyos. There are two sunsets. Sunset number one is when the ball of the sun drops below the horizon, what we call in English sunset. Then, let's go fast for 4 mil. How long does it take to walk a mil? So we assume it takes to walk a mil 18 minutes. 18 minutes. And 18 times 4 is 72. So for that Gemara 18 is that say Sakachavim is then going to be 72 minutes. 3/4 of a mil is going to be that then 6 minutes. 2/3 of a mil.
12 minutes.
12 minutes. There's a concept that 1/3 of a mil before Tzeis HaKachavim is what's called the second Shkia. It accelerates. You have to be a bucky in how things go on in the sky, what's going on up there. But Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadish, there are in Halacha, there are two sunsets. There is the first sunset, and there is the second sunset, and then there is Tzeis HaKachavim. Three periods of time. According to Rabbeinu Tam, say Sakachavim is 72 minutes. That is 4 mil, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. Each mil takes 18 minutes, so it's 72 minutes from the time the sun sets until those stars come out. That's Vadai Laila. It's considered to be Vadai Yom. This is, many people get confused with this, until 3 mil and 2/3 of a mil. Which means for 66 minutes after sunset, it is, assuming we're working with the number 72 for Tzei Sakachavim, we're assuming it's Vadai Yom. Yoladu Malacha. Chassidim, this tradition is, Mr. Bloom told me it's not so, but tradition is they used to do Malacha, yes.
They daven mincha, that's when they started.
They daven mincha, but they even did Malacha. Kedah mincha, you can have other ways around. Mincha, you can daven even at night. That's the, you can work around that. You can work around that. All right, but let's. I want to keep on track. Yeah, so he told me the story is not true. He told me that, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's not true, but it definitely is true that at some point in time, going back, there are communities of religious Jews that did actual malacha for 66 minutes after the sun has 66 minutes, because two-thirds of a mil. Two-thirds of a mil. You want to say 60, you want to say, okay, we'll get to that, so approximately 66 minutes after the sun has set.
About that.
Yeah. The sun, the ball of the sun has gone. All right. The women, no, the women of the candles then. You can light candles then. Now, during those last 6 minutes, okay, let's try to keep on track. The last 6 minutes is Bein Hashmashos. Okay? So that's not here, not there. Being that it's Bein Hashmashos, you have to be Machmer. You can't do Malacha, but it cannot be considered to be Vadai Laila. So to review, Shita Astra Bein Utam in its purest form. The sun sets, big deal. That's called Shkia Rishayna, the first setting of the sun. In Halacha, does it have any nafkamina, the ball of the sun has gone below the horizon? Zero. It's light outside. Halacha follows, can I see the light? Is the light outside? Is it not destroyed? Certainly. It's still existing. So what, the ball went below the horizon? Whoever told you the ball going below the horizon, the day is over? Whoever told you that? In our language, that's called the sun has set. Good, Shkia Rishayna. The light is still out there for 66 minutes. It's Vadayom. You can do Melacha Friday night. Gesundheit. And Mitzvah Shabbos, you can't do Melacha. It's already 66 minutes after Shabbos is over. You can't do Melacha. It's Chil Shabbos, Chay Schila.
Either way,
you got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. You got to be consistent. Now, it's 66 minutes. And you know, Rabbi Yisrael, it's pretty dark out there. It's pretty dark out there. Those in another 6 minutes, it's going to be black. It gets as dark as it's ever going to get. That last 6 minutes is called Bein Hashmashes. Nishtahi, Nishtaher. You have to be Machmer. There's no chorus. You don't know. We don't know how to deal with that time. Then 72 minutes, bang, Vaday Laila. Along comes the Mishnah Berura, and he says, guess what? There are many Gedolim that disagree, many Paiskim that disagree with the Torah, with the Mechaber, and they say when the Gemara says that you should light your Ner Chanukah with Shkia, Shkia does not mean the end of Shkia, when it says 70 minutes, it means the beginning. So when will be the ideal time to light candles then? At 66 minutes. 66 minutes would then be the second sheet that would be the ideal time one should light Ner Chanukah. Let me read you those words inside. We're coming in the Mishnah Berura. Because there are so many that disagree. Okay, v'hi avol b'emes yesh harbe rishonim v'sviru le dekavonis agamori hi al chilek techilas shkia shnia, the beginning of the second sun setting, which is 66 minutes after sunset, what we call sunset, will be erech revasi. I told you a quarter, three. I don't know if I made a mistake or different opinions. Berech revashav, he says 15 minutes. Okay, there are different calculations of how you do this. Revashav mikoidem, it's 15 minutes earlier. A quarter of an hour, 15 minutes earlier. Okay, I'm not exactly sure why he's saying 15 minutes, because there are different ways to calculate. But let's, again, just keep the basic gist of these numbers. 15 minutes earlier. Yeah? Here we go. We're going to get off track. Let's get off track. The Ayin Biber Alocha Shabianu. Now, the Loisan Lashem Hanoigim Laspalik. He then goes to talk about Meir, which is off the topic. Okay, then he goes on to say something very important. But he mentions the Gra. Now the Mepharshim over here quote that there's a mistake in the Mishnah Berurah and how he's quoting the Gra. What is it coming to allude to is the sheet of the Gra holds there's no such thing as two Shkias. And this is something which we Ashkenazim here are much more familiar with. We're all very, very much influenced by the Gra, whether we realize it or not. The Gra holds that the day is over when the sun goes below the horizon. Isn't that most the way we're familiar? We don't have a mincha. Most of us in this room would not have a mincha once the sun has set. There's only one shkia. That's it. And then it takes time, a short amount of time, until 3 medium stars come out. And that depends where you are in the world. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it'll take 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you're done. You live in America, Moshe says, no, 3 medium stars, l'chol apachos, 50 minutes, you for sure have the 3 medium stars. They're already out there. And that's called Tseis HaKachavim. The time between the setting of the sun, and the stars coming out is called Bein HaShmashos. And when it says in the Gemara that you shall light Ner Chanukah Mishetishka Hachama, it means when the ball of the sun goes below the horizon. So that's the third Zman when you can possibly light. So let's review what we have so far. Three different possible Zman when one should light Ner. All it says in the Gemara is you light your Ner Chanukah Mishetishka Hachama. We now have to know how many settings of the sun are there. It's a machlekes between the Gra, even though the Gra came much later than the Rishonim, and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says there are two settings of the sun. And we talk about setting of the sun, it's a process. It starts, let's assume, 15 minutes before Tseis HaKoychavim, and it ends with Tseis HaKoychavim. There's the beginning of that setting of the sun, and there's the end of the setting of the sun. There's a machlekes between the Mechaber, which is the Torah, and a whole long list of other Rishonim that say, when it says in the Gemara the setting of the sun, we're dealing number one with the second setting of the sun, which is taking place approximately 15 minutes before 72 minutes, which comes out to whatever it is, can't keep too many cheshbonos in my head at one time, comes out comes out 50 minutes before the setting, before Tzitzak HaKavim. Is it the end, 72 minutes mamish? Or does it mean the beginning, which is about 15 minutes before that, so it's approximately a little bit before 60 minutes. 57 minutes, yeah. 57 minutes. So it's either going to be 57 minutes, or it's going to be 72 minutes. Or the Gross says, no, there's only one Shkia. We don't follow this Rabbeinu Tam. We don't pass like this Rabbeinu Tam. There's only one Shkia. When the ball of the sun goes below the horizon. 0 minutes. That's the time. So it's either 0, 57, or 72. Fourth Shita. The fourth Shita is, I don't remember the name, is that we learn, this is a beautiful Yisod. We learn from the Amud Ha'esh. By the Amud Ha'esh, when did the Amud Ha'esh arrive? Did it come, did the Yuk, the moment when it got dark? Sersha Chazal, the Amud Ha'esh arrived on site before the day was over. In order that there should not be one moment when it was dark. The Amud Ha'onan accompanied the Jewish people in the desert when it was day, and the Amud Ha'esh accompanied the Jewish people when it was night. But the Gemara says they overlapped. The Amud Ha'esh, when the shift changed, the Amud Ha'esh came when it was still day. Oh, I'm here, you can leave. And then the Amud Ha'onan left. The next day, the Amud Ha'onan arrived when it was still night, in order there should not be one moment. From this day, we learn that when you have something should be done at night, you don't wait to do it until it's mamish. Now, you don't want to lose that one moment. You should lechatchila start a little bit early, which means the ideal time to light near Chanukah would be before the ball of the sun goes below the horizon. So it's minus 5 minutes. That pretty much is, in a nutshell, the four shitas in Chutz Li'aretz. It's minus 5 minutes, 0, 57, or 72. What is the spin of Shetich L'Regel Min Ashok? Chazal say half an hour, half of a Shol Zmanis. So what do all the Poskim try to do? They try to make a pshara between all the various opinions. Now, making the pshara is very complicated when you take into account that we in America don't really hold of 72 minutes for halachas. 72 minutes is a nice chumrah mitzvah Shabbos. But when you really have to get down to the nitty gritty to know exactly when is the Zman of Tzitzak HaKavim, you have to assume really it's more like 50 minutes or more like 45 minutes. So to make a pshara of motion of Aaron Kotler and Lomini Gedolim, they would pretty much light approximately 25 minutes after Shkia, something along those lines. Why 25 minutes after Shkia? Because then your candles, if they're going to be lit for the first half an hour, which is the Ikar Zman candles, at least you're spanning almost all of the Zmanim. Because according to the Gra, and even according to the minus 5 minutes, so you have a half an hour. So if you light at 24 minutes, you're lighting at least 1 minute into minus. If you light 24 minutes, so if the ideal time is to light minus 5, and this amount of lighting candles is for 30 minutes, so when you light at 24, you're holding by minute number 29. You have to write at least the mashahu of that shear. And as far as you hold like the gra, you're supposed to light at 0, so you have to write 5 minutes of the Zman of the Gra. And you're supposed to light at 57, so you're also within range, because your kindles will be going for half an hour from the time that you light at 20, at 25, and you will spin, you're not going to get into 72.
57.
You get close. So again, you know, it's not a perfect, but also in America, we don't really follow 72. We really push everything back, because really it's 50 minutes. So when you light approximately 10, there are different opinions, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, the basic goal is, since the Zman Halakha spans 30 minutes, and there are pretty much four opinions of when to light, minus 5, 0, 57, 72, but take into account, it's not really 72, it's really 70, and it's really going to be 35. You're going to be going backwards from 50 to back 50 minutes to 35. So if you're going to light 20 minutes, 25 minutes after Shkia, you're pretty much getting in all the Shitas. That's why there's Akva. Now this is all nice and fine in Chutz Li'aretz. But what about in Eretz Yisrael, where it gets darker a lot earlier? So there they pretty much light 10 minutes after sunset. When you lie in Eretz Yisrael 10 minutes after sunset, you're also pretty much encompassing all the Zvan. So these are the basic rules, Chazal, very quickly, all the basic Yisodas. You have to first know that there's a Tosfos. In Tosfos, there are two Shkias. There's a Shkia when the sun sets, and there's a Shkia at the, right before it says Sakri Chavim. The Gemara says, Slanik Kindles, Chanukah is Mishatishka Hachama. If you're working with the Yisod, there are two Shkias, and we're assuming the second Shkia is at the end of the Shkia or the beginning of the Shkia. Or maybe you don't like the Gra. The Gra says there are no two Shkia. There's only one Shkia when the sun actually goes below the horizon. Maybe when the Gemara says Mishatishka Hachama, doesn't mean Mamish when the bull goes underneath the sun. It means a little bit before that. So, and then you have to take into account that in America it's not exactly 72 minutes when the stars come out. The stars come out already 50 minutes. So you have to compress everything a little to a shorter time frame. So lighting your candles at approximately 25 minutes after sunset, which goes for half an hour, the Ikar Zman of the mitzvah, you're chapping around all the shitas. And that is pretty much the custom. Now, that's only a very big hiddur. But many people go to work, and their family is not available, they're not around, so they light later at night, which is 100% fine. These are all like extreme chumras. And a matter of fact, there's a very, very big debate. This is not a simple matter in the yeshivas. The boys in yeshiva. So when is the Zman Hadlaka? Every yeshiva has the Shaila. Every yeshiva, everyone does different. When is the Zman Hadlaka? Fourth, this month, 25 minutes. It's going to be 4:30, 4, a quarter to 5. Practically, 5 o'clock is smack in the middle of second Seder. The whole miracle of Chanukah was, they prevailed, Hashkicham Torasecha Ulahaviram, and so it should be Mavatel Torah. Bittul Torah Durabin, in order to light Bizman, to be Mahadir, to light 25 minutes, this is Niboy Dilay Ifshita. Rav Scheinberg, Neret Yisrael, Zechat Sarek Levrach, was very makbid, not to be Mavatal Seder. You learn the Yeshivat's Bittul Torah, Talmud Torah Durabin, you learn until 7 o'clock, whenever the Seder is over, and then you go home and you light. Many yeshivas, they don't do this. Many yeshivas, they hold that since this is the mitzvah, this is the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done, when you can't do the mitzvah, al yidei achar, Shulchan Aruch says, you mevatel Talmud Torah to do a mitzvah, shiyev shalasos, al yidei achar. So why don't you come back after you light the candles? It doesn't work like that. Once you're gone, you're gone. Apach nishbar, anach nevatel.